That is not a problem of late, overcoming just about anything for the Colorado Avalanche right now. But a big game, a win over the Blues, and maybe most importantly, it was a win not earned by Philip Grubauer. That's right. Somebody, another goalie won a game. Joining us now, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, one of the official beer sponsors of the Colorado Avalanche, is our Avs insider, Adrian Dater. Follow him on Twitter at adater and, of course, at coloradohockey.now. How's it going, Adrian?
I'm doing good, Sean. I'm off the DL, so good to be back. I'm sorry I missed the other night, but, you know, we all have to take a little spell on the list sometimes, right? I'm no different than the players this year. But, yeah, good to be with you, man.
And that was the old Keith Olbermann, right? You know, he's day-to-day. We're all day-to-day.
Yeah, we're all day-to-day.
That's how it works.
Yep.
But you had a backup join us earlier this week, and the backup took the net for the Avs tonight, Johan Johansson, and Jonas Johansson, and he ends up having a good game tonight, 25 saves on 27 shots. How important is it for the Avs to get a win from anybody but Grubauer? It's only happened twice this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously important in the win-loss column, but I think just mentally for everybody to say, all right, we're not all dependent on this one guy. We can get a win from somebody else. He beat a good team tonight. Yeah, I thought the Avs, you know, didn't give the Blues a whole lot offensively. I think that's the way they need to play when the backup's in. But honestly, they've been playing the same way, really, no matter who's in net. Lately, they are just all over the puck. They are faster than the opponents. They are seemingly hungrier to pucks. They're better defensively. They've got a good structure, a good system. They're 11-0-2 in the last 13 games, and right now they are the top team in the, well, let's call it the Western Conference. There's technically no conferences this year, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Couple more points, and they're going to be right there for the overall league. And, I got to be honest, I was a little expecting a little bit of the worst there again when the Johansson gave up that first shot of the game. I'm like, okay, here we go. But the big Swede settled down and did make some good saves at the end, so give the man some credit.
You know, it's one game, but with the trade deadline being 10 days from now, how important is that kind of performance for Joe Sakic and the Avalanche to see to be able to take the pressure off of maybe going after another backup goaltender?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. Boy, if you had to ask me, I still think they're going to explore the market. This obviously does make the GM probably and the coach a little happier that the guy they got him a win. His numbers still are not good in the NHL, but again, you know, they see something in him that maybe others didn't, and tonight they look pretty good. I still think I do think they're going to owe it to themselves to go right probably down to the wire and make a decision on a backup because we've said it all year. You can feel good all you want, but again, if Grubauer does get hurt, do you want Jonas Johansson to be your guy, or do you want a more veteran, experienced guy? Well, there could be some available, so I think we're gonna go to April 12th, if not maybe a couple days before that. Boy, it's gonna be a tough call for the team either way. I think I do think that they're gonna take a serious look at it.
Savvy readers of ColoradoHockeyNow.com, your website, of course, AD, got a little early hint on one of the goaltenders. The Avalanche might have been sniffing around. Do you want to tell us a little bit about one of the Hurricanes' potential extra goalies?
Well, the Hurricanes have got their top goalie probably coming back real soon. Peter Mrazek, he's in the AHL doing a conditioning stint, should be up soon. And they've got a couple other pretty good goalies, though. One of them is James Reimer, the veteran from Toronto and Florida Panthers, who has a good one-loss record. I think he was 13-4 coming into this weekend. Pretty good numbers there. His save percentage is over 90%, so that always is the barometer. But, look, he's a lot of old Toronto Maple Leafs fans, you know, probably quiver at the thought of, you know, if they, you know, let's say they turned into Avs fans and they had, you know, he was sort of booed out of Toronto a little bit. Goes to Florida, was okay there. You know, he's a big veteran goalie who, but again, we've talked about this too. You don't need Jock Plante in the net to win games for this team. You just have to do what Joe Hanson did tonight. Make a couple good saves. Even if you let a couple get by you, chances are you're still going to win. And that's all they need out of that backup goaltending position. They just, for all year though, they just, you know, it's been bad. I mean, that's 840 save percentages. And I think it was a 1-1-3 record with their backups coming into tonight's game. Now it's 2-1-3. So, yeah, there's going to be some names tossed around. Reimer could be a guy that is on the move. Carolina doesn't want to go into the playoffs with three goalies. They probably need another defenseman. They'd like a right-shot defenseman, I guess. And, you know, I don't know if Avs don't have a lot of those to give up. I certainly don't think I'd give up a Connor Timmins or something like that, but hey, you might see his name thrown around a little bit out there. So it's going to be an interesting next 10 days.
Is it fair to say that if they do go get another goaltender, you're talking a situation like Reimer's makes sense because he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. The Avs are getting into, for lack of a better term, the rental market, right?
Yeah, they need to rent a goalie for this probably, unless they really think that, boy, they've got some GM or something. But, you know, they've got their own unrestricted goalie that they're going to have to re-sign. It's Philip Grubauer, so they can't be you know, going out and getting some other high-priced goalie for the next 5 years or something. You know, I assume that they're going to want Gruby back and pay him a good chunk of money. So they're going to have to keep things probably pretty cheap on the rental market. Get a guy with only a month left in the season. They can squeeze that in, I think. And, yeah, it's going to have to be a guy like Reimer or, you know, Jonathan Bernier is another guy, the former Av goalie from Detroit. I don't think he's still hurt, though. So, but, yeah, you know, I mean, we're not talking the absolute, you know, marquee market here. But again, the Avs have to ask the tough question. Given the fact that Francois appears to be done probably for the season, you know, at least until the playoffs, you have to make a hard decision there about whether you really want to go into the playoffs with a guy who's only got two career NHL victories.
Don't get me wrong about Nathan MacKinnon. He's been absolutely fantastic in the assists count. There's a reason that in hockey they count assists and goals the same in points. But it had been a while since he scored. It had been five games and really only one of the last seven in which MacKinnon had a goal. Tonight, he ends up with two goals, and that is the first time he's had that all season long. What did the man who was, well, we last seen throwing a helmet look like tonight?
Well, it was only so long you can keep him down off the score sheet. I mean, he's been playing well overall. I mean, look, he's still way above a point a game. I think we talked earlier in the year, you don't always need goals to just have a good season. But, yeah, he loves to score, and that's what they pay him for. He had his Jets on tonight. He was probably the number one star of the game, I thought. And, you know, when he's skating like that, boy, it's just, you know, oh, boy, you know. He's a handful, and you know, especially dangerous when he can score in the power play like he did tonight. So I mean, that's the key for Nate, I think, to get those big goal numbers is to get him on the power play as well. Seemed like the Avs PP was a better tonight, you know. So he's Nathan MacKinnon. You know, he looks like he's got it all going on again right now. That's a scary thought for opponents.
Obviously, there's a really good line up in Edmonton with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. We saw them at the end of the year last year, and they're doing it again. But when you look at the entire line, all three, Landeskog, MacKinnon, and Mikko Rantanen, is there a better one that you see among contending teams?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think the Avs do have the best first line in hockey. There are nights when Draisaitl and McDavid look like they're unbelievable, and you'd go with them. But, you know, I mean, and, you know, there's still some very, very good lines out there in the league. I think this is the best. I mean, when you combine Nate's speed with Landeskog's physical two-way ability, you know, a good player offensively. And then you throw in Miko, who's leading the team in goal scoring, you know, with 20 or 21 now, whatever it is. Boy, you know, it's just too much for teams to handle. The they've been, you know, at times Landy was down playing with other guys, but, you know, Bednar always does seem to go back to those three in the end. And why not? You know, they've been playing together for 3 years now. I mean, quite a while. So it's a great line, and just gotta keep going, keep playing as well as you know, get better going into the playoffs. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself there, but yeah, they as long as they keep playing the way they are now, that's the best line in hockey that I've seen this year.
We're talking with our Avs insider, Adrian Dater, and I don't want to get ahead of myself either. They have the Blues again tomorrow. They have two against Minnesota Monday and Wednesday. But if they get points in those three games, at any point whatsoever in those three games, it'll be a month since the Avs had a game where they didn't have a point. Can you recall a team like this with the Avs, and obviously they've had some good ones in the past, that have had this kind of hot streak?
Well, I do remember a 12-game win streak in 1999 that all started when Bob Hartley moved Peter Forsberg on a line with Joe Sakic, and they went on our tear. I've seen the Avs teams play this well before, but, boy, it's been a while. I mean, I think that 2001 team with Ray Bourque and Blake was a dominant team most every night. Like, you just couldn't do anything on them. Wins the Stanley Cup. The thing that has made the Avalanche so much more impressive now, as opposed to win streaks of the past few years maybe, is the shot differential, the control of the game. You're not sitting there on the edge of your seat all the time like you used to be at times with 40 shots coming at you and your goalie having to make 10 bellwether saves every night. They only ask the goaltender to make, you know, a handful of really big time saves, it seems like, in a game now. And that's very easy to win games when the opposition only gets a handful of great scoring chances every night. And you've got four lines that are rolling like, you know, thunder off coming up at you the other way. So, boy, it's a tough team. I mean, I'm trying to think of any weaknesses right now, and I don't really see it. That said, this is a brutally tough league, and injuries happen, and guys are, you know, in and out of the lineup. So, to win a cup, you need timing, you need some luck, you need all the skill in the world, and you need it all to just coalesce in four out of seven games four times. So, It's brutally tough, but, you know, the Stabs team has a shot to do it, that's for sure.
Adrian, are we seeing them at their peak? Kind of last one for you here with Bo Byram, Matt Calvert, you know, kind of a bounce around day-to-day a little bit, and they could get better, but those aren't long-term. Knowing that Eric Johnson and Pavel Francouz may or may not be coming back at all this season, is this about peak Avalanche right now, or is there another gear that you think this team can have?
I mean, I think it's a tough question. I'm stuttering here a little bit. First of all, I don't know if Matt Calvert is day to day at all. I think he's week to week again, and it seems a little dicey. Maybe the Avs are a little bit better team though with bigger guys on that fourth line. You saw Liam O'Brien come in tonight and knock guys around. I thought he played a very good game for the Avs. Just the kind of guy I've been wanting to see a little bit more on the Avs, a guy to kind of go out there and knock some heads on the other team instead of us getting sand kicked in our face all the time. This guy comes in tonight with a little bit of chip on his shoulder, and I like to see that. Keeper Sherwood, you know, I don't want him probably on my playoff lineup, but he did a job tonight. You know, I think the Avs have another gear maybe when it comes to just a little more offensively when it comes to the power play. If you can get that one or two goals game from the power play and the way they play 5-on-5, boy, I think that, yeah, that may have been their next gear. You know, I think they're still 12th in the league in the power play coming into the night. I think they're a good enough team. They should be in the top five. I mean, let's face it. So, to me, that's the last gear they got to get through. And if that happens, look out.
He is Adrian Dater. Make sure you follow him at adater on Twitter. And like I mentioned, you get a sneak peek of some of these stories if you go ahead at coloradohockeynow.com. Get yourself a subscription there. Thanks for the time. When we talk Monday, it'll be two more games. We'll have an opportunity to see how they look then. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, AD.
That sounds good. Finish up the story now. So appreciate the time. Talk to you next week, buddy.
All right. Thanks so much. Adrian Dater, brought to you by Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. And as we speak, and it will be because the only game that's still going on isn't going to affect that, the Avalanche with 52 points are tied with the Washington Capitals in the East and the two top teams in the Central, the Lightning and the Panthers, with 52 points. That is the highest total in the NHL. So the Avs over the last month have not only made up a lot of ground, they are starting to put some distance in between many of their competitors, now 2 points ahead of the Golden Knights. Another win tomorrow over the Blues keeps them in control of the West. So great stuff going on with the Avs right now, and getting a win from Johansson and Nett makes a big difference as well. Just the fact that back-to-back nights, Philip Grubauer gets a rest. Well, getting a rest in the NFL is harder to find at times, but running backs, when you run into the situations they're in now, do you want a bell cow? Do you want a committee? What does Pat Shurmur want? What has Pat Shurmur done? And what does he have now after moving away from Philip Lindsay? We'll talk about it next.